You're welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
The Lord is mighty in the midst of us. For we are the sheep of his pasture, scripture says. And so all we have is the word of God to feed on, to pray, to live by. Today is Glorious Friday, and by God's grace, we have this great privilege to gather in his presence to pray. Jesus, my deliverer, is our theme for the season, Isaiah chapter 61, verse 1. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. Today, our prayer is centered on the glory of the anointed deliverer. The glory of the anointed deliverer. Who are we talking about? Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, whom Isaiah 61, verse 1, was talking about, his ministry. And he had the ministry of deliverance. Jesus's deliverance ministry reveals the glory of God's heart. He refuses to leave people in captivity. It is in God's nature to bring about deliverance whenever it concerns his people. So that's characteristic of every believer as well, that wherever we find ourselves by the power of God to bring deliverance and liberty to them that are bound. In Luke chapter 4, verse 14, and Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and there went out a fame of him through all the region round about. Every act of deliverance, healing, liberation, restoration reveals the glory of the anointed one being Jesus Christ, and his anointed being us, as the Holy Spirit dwells in us. Every act of deliverance, healing, liberation, restoration, it reveals the glory of Christ Jesus. Our worship should celebrate and proclaim the glory of his majesty. The glory of his majesty. So when we see that the Lord through us brings deliverance, bringing liberation to lives, that is the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ being manifested through us. Jesus said that, I am the light of the world. He said in John 11, 5, as long as I'm here, I am the light of the world. And he said that concerning us, that ye are the light of the world. A city set on a hill which cannot be hid. And so the light of Christ shining through us must bring deliverance, liberty to both believers who are bound out of ignorance and unbelievers who are yet to receive the light of Christ Jesus. God richly bless you as you are here to pray. Our first prayer is from Luke chapter 4, verse 22. And all bear him witness and wondered at the gracious words which proceeded out of his mouth. We are praying that, Father in heaven, let my words about you cause people to marvel at your grace and glory in Jesus' name. Let's lift up our voices and begin to pray.
Father in heaven, let my words about you cause people to marvel at your grace.
In the name of Jesus, let our preaching, Lord, of your gospel, of the gospel of Jesus Christ, let our preaching, let our singing, let our sharing of the gospel, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let it cause people to marvel at your grace and glory. Marvel at your grace and glory. Marvel at your grace and glory. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we are praying our second prayer for this purpose. The Son of God was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. Father in heaven, be manifested in our gatherings to destroy the works of the devil in Jesus' name. Be manifested in our gatherings by the power of your Holy Spirit to destroy the works of the devil in Jesus' name. Please lift up your voice and begin to pray. Lord, Father in heaven, be manifested in our gatherings by the power of your Spirit, Lord. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Destroying the works of the devil. Destroying the works of the devil. John 3:8. Destroying the works of the devil. Destroying the works of the devil. Destroying the works of the devil. John 3:8. Shaban de 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 be abadaba. Rama mayan de de be de be kebe de be be de bes. Mayan do 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 de abadaba. Rabba baya kaba. I am dead, Shebebe Abadabaya Dododododiabadaba Rababaya Kabadabaya Nerebe Rebebe Abedebe Kebe Abadaba Bayan Dodododiabe. Destroying the works of the devil, destroying the works of the devil, destroying the works of the devil in the mighty name of Jesus. We are praying our very last prayer from 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 11. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in the heaven and in all the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as above all. We are praying that, Father in heaven, receive glory for every victory and deliverance in our midst. In Jesus' name, receive glory for every victory and deliverance. Receive glory for every victory and every deliverance, be it healings, be it deliverances in every way. Receive all the glory. Please lift up your voice and begin to pray in the name of Jesus. Across the ministry, Lord, every deliverance, Lord, receive glory. Receive glory. Every victory, receive glory. Receive glory, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. For every answered prayer, receive glory, O Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. For every victory, receive the glory. In the name of Jesus, they came in the day, Abadaba, Rababaya, Kabadaba, Rababaya, Bayandere. We ascribe all the glory to no man. We ascribe all the glory to you alone, to you alone, to you alone. Receive all the glory. Receive all the glory for every victory over sickness, for every victory over death, for every victory. Receive all the glory for every victory over poverty. Receive all the glory, every victory over confusion. Every victory, receive all the glory. Every victory, my under the Berebea Tabarabaya, Shebedebea Badabaya Badaba. Every victory over sicknesses and disease, receive all the glory. Every victory, my under the Berebea Shebedebea Badaba. Every victory of failure, receive all the glory. Every victory of business hardship, receive all the glory. My andere berebe rababaya baya kabaraba yandere berebe akaba. Every victory, every deliverance in family or family bondages, victory. Lord, we thank you, Lord. Receive all the glory, receive all the glory, receive all the glory. My andere berebe rebebe akaberebe. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Christ Jesus, there's victory, there's deliverance. In Christ Jesus, there's liberty. You can experience this liberty by giving your life to Christ Jesus. If you've never meaningfully done so, we invite you. Jesus is at the door of your heart knocking every time. If Revelation 3:20, if you open the door, he will come into your heart and dine with you. He'll fill you with his word and transform your life forever, granting you also access to eternal life. Just say this short prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I thank you for your mercies bestowed upon me, for your grace made available. Lord, I admit that I'm a sinner, unable to save myself. Please forgive me of all my sins. I repent of each and every one of them. I turn to you. Please fill me with your Holy Spirit, that by the power of your Spirit, I can live a life that is pleasing to you alone. In the name of the Father and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit have I prayed with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. All the glory must be to the Lord, for he is worthy of our praise. No man on earth should give glory to himself. All the glory must be to the Lord. All the glory, all the glory must be to the Lord. For he is worthy of our praise. No man on earth should give glory to himself. All the glory must be to the Lord. No man, no man on earth should to the Lord.
If you gave your life to Christ in the service, please contact us via email info@globalmusicministry.com or call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unsaved and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. As you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Global Music. stand out with God.